Good morning, Audio Boo, on a very, very wet and pretty chilly morning in Orpington. And the weather forecast is not looking good for the rest of today and tomorrow. I didn't even want to hear any further than that. Well, we didn't go out for a walk last night because it was quite cold, actually, and we decided to go to bed, and we went to bed and cuddled up, which was really nice, and watched a film. It was actually The Aristocats, which my youngest son bought me as part of my Mother's Day present, because it was one of the things we lost in the fire. And it's one of my very favourite old Disney films. So we watched that, or we started to, and then we fell asleep, so we'll have to schedule that for another time, I'm afraid. We also, I forgot to say, had a takeaway curry last night. We gave ourselves a night off from cooking. It was very nice. As usual, my eyes were bigger than my belly. And I didn't eat very much, but it's all put away so we can reheat it later. I had vegetable biryani, which is like a big thing of rice with cucumber and tomatoes and other vegetables in it, and then vegetable curry. And Obi had king prawn vindaloo and coconut rice. And my son Connor had adder chicken, which I think is like with peppers and spring onions and ginger. And that comes with mushroom rice. And then we had some side dishes. We had tarka dal, which I really like, and Bombay aloo and aloo chaat and some other thing that's got chicken in it. But I had a couple of spoonfuls of my rice, a spoonful of my vegetable curry, a spoonful of the other vegetarian things. And I still couldn't even eat that. Oh, we had garlic naan bread as well. And they send poppadoms and stuff like that, the dips and salad. So it made a nice change anyway. we'll get the dogs out for a walk later. I'm really fed up with hearing about UKIP. I'm sick of that word, UKIP. I'm sorry if I offend any of their followers on here, but if you ask me, they're a bunch of, well, I don't even want to say what they are. The thing is, the reason they've done so well is because they mention the word immigration, and that's their trump card. And people might come on here, and I've heard actually people come on here in their booze and say that they're not racist, UKIP aren't racist, because they've got black and Asian representatives. Well, so what? You know, you only have to look at Africa to see that tribes fight one another, and that's black against black. So there's all different kinds of racism. I know my ex-brother-in-law, who's Jamaican, has brought his two kids up, my sisters, to two of her children, who are 17 and 18 now, to say you African and mean that as an insult. Oh, I think you must be a part African. Well, of course, they're all part African, because that's where all black people come from. In fact, it's probably where we all come from originally. So, you know, that the Asian and black thing just doesn't wash with me, I'm afraid. And hearing Paul and Claire talking about their manifesto, well, I haven't read it, but it sounds even worse than, you know, what I imagine, really. And I don't really think any politicians are that great, and all the parties lie, and they all say things, they're going to do things, and they don't do them. But at the end of the day, we know that. And so, but better the devil you know and all that, if you ask me. I know that something has to be done to slow immigration down, but I do believe that we are a country in a position to allow others to come here. We've got everything, and some people have got nothing, and or very, very little. And as for stopping foreign aid, well, I know they say charity begins at home, but it's just so unfair the way things are apportioned out in the world. And I know they say there's hunger in the UK, and I'm not saying I disbelieve it, but not on the scale you've got in places like India, Africa, and other places much nearer to home, in Europe even. So, you know, that's just a load of cobblers, I'm afraid. And I believe that we should continue to send foreign aid to those parts of the world where they need it. And it's not through any fault of their own. Some of it might be their own government's fault, but, you know, the poor people are suffering. And it's not all government's fault. Some of it's just lack of education and climate, poor climate. So, you know, it's not their fault they were born there. So why should we just stick our head in the sand and let them get on with it? We shouldn't. So UKIP, go yourself, to be honest. Excuse my crudeness. But I'm really concerned that they've done so well in these elections. Although thankful to say they haven't in London. But in the European elections they did, and in a lot of the rest of the country. And I believe here in Bromley we've got two UKIP councillors now. I'm surprised it's not more, to be honest. Oh, and the other thing that's really made me angry the other day, we were going through some bits of stuff for recycling. You know, you bang it on the table. I pick things up, these leaflets that come through the door. I found all the election stuff, which was a bit late because the elections had gone. And amid it all, I found the BNP leaflet. And I was absolutely furious to think that a BNP representative had actually dared to walk up to my front door and stick that in. And Obi read me their manifesto. And the first thing on it was a real top priority, ban the burqa. I mean, I ask you. I was absolutely furious to think of them walking up to my door or being anywhere near my house with their filthy crap, for want of a better word. I was going to rip their leaflet up and throw it in the bin, and then I thought, hold on a minute, let it do some good. It can go in the recycling and be used again. Anyway, that's my thoughts. I'm not a big one for politics, but just because it's all in the news this morning and has been all over the weekend, all we hear is UKIP, 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 UKIP. Oh, I am sick of UKIP. Well, I can't see how they can say they're not racist when that one of their members, I know he got, what did he get suspended or something, I don't know, but was going on about people in Africa and Bongo Bongo Land and all that, you know. That, if you ask me, they're a bunch of buffoons. They're just a bunch of bumbling idiots. And I've got no time for them whatsoever. People think it's so easy to come here to the UK. And maybe it is for... it is quite easy now for some Europeans. But they haven't come in the droves that the media hyped up that they would. All the Polish and the Bulgarians and all these terrible people, according to UKIP. And it just didn't happen. As for coming from outside the EU, I know from personal experience with my husband how difficult that was. They go into everything. You know, they go into every part of their life. They have to prove this, prove that. And that's fine, you know, because they don't want to be letting any criminals into the country, and I'm sure some do slip through the net, but they do go into things very carefully. And it did take a long time for him to come here. Well, it took about 19 months, which wasn't easy, and I did get my MP involved. He's a Conservative MP. I'm not saying I'd vote for him, but he was very helpful, and he acted as a go-between between me and the UK Border Agency and the Home Office. And he actually did speed things up, as strange as it may sound when it took that long. But I've heard of people waiting 10 years, and that was a really scary thing, because my husband is a potential live kidney donor for me, and everyone was aware of that. But I was warned not to make too much of it by my solicitor, because she said they might think we're doing a deal. Oh, I'll get you into the country and you give me your kidney. And, of course, it's not like that at all. But we couldn't lay in too heavily on that in the application, although we did have letters from the hospital, and, you know, so they knew that we weren't just making it up or just clutching at straws. But the MP did speed things up, and I'm grateful for that, because, you know, it was a lot of stress, and they did want to know everything. As for people getting houses when they come here, I don't even think that's true, because I don't know about Eastern Europeans. I know they have to be here a few months now before they can claim benefits. I don't know about housing. I wouldn't imagine they would get housing that easily. I think that's a myth. It's some kind of myth, because maybe if people claim asylum, they might be entitled to houses. But then if they're really genuinely asylum seekers, they've got reason to be to come here, and we should be helping them. Anyone else who's just decided to come to the UK, the Europeans, I don't think, can get benefits straight away, certainly not the Eastern Europeans. They have to be here a few months, so hopefully one would think that by that time they would have got work or tried to get work. Because the thing is, people say they come and take all our jobs, but they take the low-pay jobs usually, the ones that we don't want or aren't beneficial for people on benefits, because that means they're working and they're actually worse off. And that can happen, because I know people that it's happened to. And as for people coming out from outside the EU, like my husband, when we first thought about him applying to come to the UK, it was 2 years before he would be able to claim benefits. Not that we were thinking of him claiming benefits at all, but it's just that we had to read all the info on the website, etc., to know what was what. And then in the midst of the process, they've changed that to 5 years now. So he can't claim any kind of benefits for 5 years. And when he applied to come here, we had to give them proof that he had somewhere to live. They won't just let you come over here. You have to give them proof that I had to send a copy of my tenancy agreement, and it had to be that had to show that I who lived in my house. Obviously, we're going to be a couple, so the fact that I've got a 3-bedroom house and 2 sons is okay, because they've got a bedroom each, and he shares my bedroom. But if that, you know, that's that, we had to have that all in writing, because they couldn't have someone coming over here and potentially being homeless. So, you know, it's not easy to get a place. That is a fallacy. And the jobs, as I say, a lot of them are low-paid jobs. My husband does a very low-paid job as a carer. We aren't allowed any top-up benefits, or he isn't, which in the UK, if someone did do those jobs, they probably could get working tax credit, etc. So, you know, they might think they're worse off when they're working, but there are top-up benefits. And they aren't available for, certainly for immigrants outside the UK, from outside the EU. Definitely not. You have to be here for 5 years before you can apply to become a proper British citizen. And you have to take a test and all sorts. And that's fine. We haven't got any issue with that at all. But I just think people, it makes me very angry sometimes when I hear people talking about foreigners and they come over here and they take everything. Well, actually, you're wrong. They don't, because they can't. And I'm not saying some of them wouldn't want to. And I have heard of cases, and I think they're one-off things, where people have been living here and claiming for their families in other countries, in other European countries, claiming child benefit for children that don't live here. Now, I don't agree with that. I do think that should be stopped. That isn't right, as far as I'm concerned. If they have their families here, they can claim child benefit. That's fine, but not when they're not even in the country and they're sending it home. I don't agree with that at all. That's not on. That is taking the pee. But I don't think it's easy for immigrants coming to this country at all. And the thing is, we go all over the world. So what's the difference? No one, you know, we go to other countries and work. And maybe they feel the same about us. I don't know. So if people want to come here and work, there are jobs out there people can do. I'm not saying they're easy to come by, and I'm not saying they're easy to get when lots of people are applying for them. But if you really want any job, you can get a job. The carers industry is crying out for people because it's so low paid, and it's quite antisocial hours at times, And if you haven't got a car, which Obi hasn't, there's a lot of walking around. So you're out double the time you work, basically, because you've got to walk between jobs. It's not ideal, and he is trying to get work in another industry. That isn't proving very easy either. He's just carrying on getting more, they call them tickets, but more, taking more courses on that so that he's got enough. You know, the more he takes, the more likely he is to be able to get a job because he's got more variation. So that's my thoughts on UKIP. I'm sick of the word. I really don't even want to put the radio or the TV on because I'm absolutely fed up to the back teeth with it and with them. And I'm really disappointed. I'm afraid I've got to hold my hands up and say I didn't vote. And so I shouldn't really be complaining, I suppose. I will vote in the general election. I didn't vote in these elections. I could have done a postal vote, and that's what I should have done, because with my health issues, it's quite a way to the nearest polling station. It's in one of the local churches, I think. It was one of the local church halls or something. And if it had been in the school round the corner behind me, I would have gone, no problem. But it's quite a walk. And I haven't really felt up to it, to be honest. And I didn't think in advance to get a postal vote, which is what I should have done. And if I had done that, I would have voted, obviously. I've done that in years gone by. Not recently, but when I think I did it when I was like living at home, when I was a teenager. But in more recent times, I have gone to vote. But since I've lived here, the polling station doesn't seem to be in the same place. They seem to swap it around. So when I used to go, and I don't really know what the procedure is if I turn up on my own. I think someone else did a boo about this, and I think it was Marie, and I haven't listened to that yet, and I will do. Because obviously Obi's not entitled to vote, and he's never been to a polling station, so he might not necessarily know what to do. And when I've been, a lot of the times I would go with my mum. I mean, I know that sounds daft, but we lived in the same area, so I would just meet her outside the polling station, which was at a school about halfway between both our houses. We'd just go in and she'd show me what to do, you know, and that's it. But now, since I moved here, I had no one to go with, really. My son didn't vote. I don't think he voted either. He's 21. I should have encouraged him to vote. All the rest of my family did, my sister and stuff, and my parents. So I suppose I shouldn't really be complaining, but I am anyway, because I'm just sick of UKIP. And, you know, I'm just sick of hearing it. It just really sickens me that that's the mentality of people, to vote for them. And as I say, I'm sorry if I offend any of my followers. You're entitled to your views, obviously. And I'm not saying it's anyone's a bad person, but maybe they're just a bit, well, from my point of view, ill-informed. Anyway, I think I've gone on long enough, to be honest. So I'm going to clear off for now and get on with the rest of the day and try and avoid the radio, the TV, and anything UKIP related.